Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 117. I think I was going to call it something like the Get Back Jack episode, but then I thought you would think I was mad at Jack, which I'm not at all. He's actually been quite decent as of late, so I'm not mad at him. But I have finally finished the back of my Irish chain quilt. And it ended up taking a lot longer because I was being creative and trying to get funky. And ultimately, I am just fine and happy with the final result. Can you hear that bird? Man, that's a loud bird. Can you hear me over the bird? But it ended up... I am so distracted by the bird. It ended up taking me longer than I thought it would. I am happy with the final result. And it's all just part of the whole big journey. And in fact, you know, I washed it. I need to go check on it. It's sitting there wet in the washer. I hope it'll be fine. But I thought, you know, why not wash the back of the quilt and see if any of those red dyes run. Because I don't mind if the back of the quilt gets pink, but that would be bothersome with the front of the quilt. If the colors did run, I don't know what I'll do about the front of the quilt. Not wash it, probably. Anyway, but that is exciting because the next step then is the quilting. And I've been practicing, so I'm ready to go. I'm ready to give it a shot. It is Saturday, by the way, March 30th. This is a couple days late. I thought I was going to get that finished, and I didn't. And then I have the tiniest touch of something. It may be allergies. Sometimes this time of year, I think I'm coming down with a fever, and what it is just spring allergies. It is a beautiful day. It's in the 60s. It's almost 4 o'clock. The man is out buying a new lawnmower. Will is over at his friend Gavin's, where I love Gavin's mother's policy, which is you must stay outside all afternoon, so no computer. They don't do a lot of computer anyway, which I think is just so smart on their part. But Gavin's got two brothers, and then there are other kids in the neighborhood, so it's kind of like a really neat neighborhood experience, which we don't have over here because the kids who lived in this neighborhood when we moved here are gone. Very sad. Anyway, I should tell you, so I am on my porch, which is why the birds are so loud, but also I am sitting on my new porch couch. This is a very early birthday present from the man. My birthday is 2 months from today, but I saw this. I've been looking for a long time for a couch for the porch because it just seemed to me we needed one and wanted one that everyone could nap on, not at the same time, but that means that people like the man who are 6'1", that it would be long enough. And I actually was looking online a few weeks ago, and I found this one from Walmart, and it is a couch with it. The arms are movable, flexible. You can bring them up, you can put them down, and when they are up, it's like you have a love seat. But when you can put one down, it's like you have a chaise lounge, and you put both down, and it's like you have a nice napping bed on your porch. And that to me is just, it's been something I've wanted for a long time. But anyway, so when I found it, I shot the man an email and said, this is what I want for my birthday. And he went ahead and ordered it. Very nice. So I'm very happy when I finish recording this, which I'm going to do soon because I see it's like already 43 minutes. I talked a lot this week. I think I'm going to go get a book. Maybe the third Sarah Addison Allen book that I have. Of course, now I can't remember what it's called, but they're all good. And a comment that I got from Tori, she said, yeah, I know. She's a huge fan. I didn't know that, but I do now. And, you know, I think last week I talked about, they're a bit, I'm starting to see a formula. And she's like, well, yeah, they're formulaic, but I like the formula. And Tori, I want to say, I like it too. It's just interesting for me as a writer to see patterns in other writers' works. I mean, sometimes you just feel like everyone's writing the same story over and over because it's the story they love, and I do that a little bit too. So I'm just a big fan. Anyway, speaking of comments, I'm going to go ahead and do these because, again, I don't know. I just think 45 minutes is about long enough for a podcast, for me anyway, someone who does them every week. Obviously, someone like Tanisha over Crafty Garden Mom, who only does them every 2 or 3 weeks, she gets to go longer. Okay, heard from Vanessa in Australia. Got lots and lots of nice comments about the green and white quilt. Thank you so very much. And thank you, Vanessa. And Kristen, thanks to Gail, who wants to know, is it from a pattern or my own design? It is from a pattern from Scrapbook Sensations. Can't remember the author. So yes, I am not up. You know, one day I'm going to design quilts. I talk about it. And by the way, in the most recent issue of McCall's Quilting, which I just got a couple days ago in the mail. Thanks, Mom. My mom has me subscribed. They have the winners of their annual quilt design competition. Very interesting. Go look at those. By the way, love McCall's. But I have to say, just the worst spring cover I've ever seen. Like, and it's funny, too, because there's two quilts. They're kind of, I don't know if they're on a quilt rack or whatever, but they're folded. And, you know, and the way they have them presented, I was like, wow, those are really ugly quilts. And then when I looked them on the inside, they're not ugly at all. They're quite cute and adorable and lovely. And there's just something about them. But one of the quilts is like a brick red and a marigold yellow. Which to me is like, fall, hello, those are fall colors. And it's just like, come on, McCall's. I don't know what they're thinking about with that cover. I just don't. But the quilts themselves, when you look at them, are nice. Didn't work on the cover for me at all. Oh, yes, quilt design. But get the magazine. Anyway, it's a good issue, and it was very interesting to look at the winners of the quilt design competition that they do. Heard from AJ Dub. Thank you. Amy, also known as Amy. And she wants to know, oh, because, you know, I'm always looking for blues for my mosaic quilt, and I'm looking for all different kinds. Light blues, dark blues, periwinkle blues, lavender blues, even some pinks and purples. So, yeah, that's, I need to email you anyway, Amy, I will. But that is just the range, a wide range of blues. I am still working on my little half-square triangles. I've got 3 blocks worth in the mix right now. So, and I think Amy was one of the people who suggested kind of just working those into other things as leaders and enders, and that has been a really, really good idea. So thank you. Heard from Jenny, who mentioned as a blog that she loves Diary of a Quilter, which is funny because I just discovered that. But I talk a little bit about that somewhere in the quilt diaries. So thank you, though, for that recommendation, Jenny. And any other recommendations for blogs that people have, let me know. Heard from Sandy from Quilting. For the rest of us who likes my green quilt, thank you. From Janet, who wants to know, am I marking my quilting designs? Yes and no. So if you looked at the pictures from last week, they're the flowers. That is from my quilt class I'm taking on Craftsy. Those are marked. The red and white, the Irish chain quilting quilt practice. I don't know the name for this pattern. It's the twirly, squiggly, whatever pattern of quilting. That I am just doing grids, and then I'm quilting along the grids. That is an idea I got from this book on free motion quilting that I don't have in front of me that I mentioned last week. And maybe if I think about it, I will write down the title in the show notes in case you're interested. But yeah, so not marking the quilting per se, but having the grids to work on, man, that really helps. Let's see, I heard from Carolyn, similar question about my practice quilting. Yeah, don't just go for it. Got to do some marking, and I find that very helpful. And heard from Tori, who said, yes, Sarah Addison Allen is formulaic, but I like the formula. Tori, I do too. Really, you guys, if you haven't read Sarah Addison Allen, I just feel like this is the perfect time of year. There's something very spring-like about her work, and lovely. I really do enjoy it. And okay, well, listen, it's almost 50 minutes, so I want to go on and get to the quilt diaries. And so let's do that. By the way, thank you for your comments. And if you would like to leave a comment on this episode, go to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And I have a picture up of the back of the Irish chain quilt. So look at that. Tell me what you think. And you can also email me, fdal@nc.rr.com. And if you haven't left an iTunes review, feel free. They're always nice to get. Okay, on with the quilt diaries. March 22nd. I am doing all kinds of things. I'm looking at my paper piecing project, which I'm very scared of. In her tutorials, Jay links to some videos, and I think I may have to watch those. Her tutorial on doing this is very thorough and precise. Jay's a great teacher. I'm just scared. I'm chicken, but I do plan to attempt it this weekend. I'm looking at it. I'm looking it right in the eye. So what I'm doing tonight, first of all, discovered a new show on Amazon Prime, The Good Wife with Julia, I don't know how to say her last name, Margulies, maybe? She's beautiful. She was on ER. She was the great nurse on ER. And, you know, this is a show I've heard of, and I feel like maybe she has won some Emmys. She's very good. It's a good show. You know, it's not great because it's like her side always wins. And I'm just on the third episode. It's a little tawdry in places, you know, the sort of background for the show is. But nonetheless, it's really enjoyable. I mean, I think it's good. It's not Foyle's War, but nothing's Foyle's War. But it's very likable. She's so grounded, you know, that and so just she seems so real. So even though kind of the fact that she just always wins and is like, I was thinking, you know, it's a little bit like Murder, She Wrote, except tawdry. But I've enjoyed it. So I have watched 3 episodes. I have, you know, my Irish Chain back, which I really want to finish. You know, and if you checked in on the blog for last week, you saw I was just kind of going to do these kind of funky, wonky stripes. But now I'm thinking I'm going to cut it all up. I'm just going to do something because it's, why not? It's for me. My only fear right now at this point is I'm going to run out of white. I just need to go over to Thimble Pleasures tomorrow, call first because they run out of Kona all the time. But pick up, you know, a few yards. I do so much with white. I'm so modern that way. So I want to just do funky, something really funky and mess around. It's a back, and it's my back, right? I got my back. So that's what I'm doing. Plus, I am, as a couple of folks have suggested, am kind of doing with my mosaic half-square triangles, just kind of throwing them in there as part of things. And Barbara sent me these beautiful batiks, really kind of purples and pink, which will work with my blues. And so I've just been cutting those up and cutting up a lot of white. Now, the strips that Barbara sent me are, she cut them and they're beautiful and they're 2.5 inches, which means I'm doing a little bit different. I'm very proud of myself because what I've been doing is like cutting strips like 3.25 and just cutting the squares down. But with these 2.5 inch strips, I can't do that. I have to do a different method, and I have to be very precise, but they are turning out, and I love batiks. I love batiks so much. I have such batik love in my heart. So, Barbara, thank you. I'm having a great time. Let's see. I haven't done my quilt practice today. We'll see if I get my quilting practice in. I've been good about doing it, but I don't know. You know, it's like 8:45. I need to go get my jams on and floss. You know, when you have braces, doing your teeth at night really takes a long time. It's like I brush, I floss, I poke, and then I water pick. I have these little pokey brushes and I poke all through and get all this. Yeah, you don't want to know. But anyway, it takes forever. But you know, I don't want my teeth to get worse. And in fact, I had my teeth cleaned, I don't know, sometime in February, late February. And everything was fine. But I went ahead and made my next cleaning. Instead of doing them every 6 months, I want to do them every 4 months. Even if that means I'm going to have to pay for one out of pocket. I just want to be careful. You know, it's a little scary. But I also have this special fluoridated toothpaste that I use right before I go to bed. And it's kind of like you're really not supposed to swallow, but it's supposed to like really rebuild your teeth. So anyway, so I'm going to go up and do that and then come back. And just, you know, I'm playing. That is what I'm doing with the Irish chain back. I'm playing. I need to go, first of all, I just feel so sure I have a roll of batting around here that I have already bought the batting
for this quilt, but I can't find it. I'm hoping it's upstairs in my study someplace, because I'm not finding it in the usual place. Like, usually I throw the batting, you know, the rolls when they're still in the bag, like behind my design wall. It's not there. I mean, obviously, if I can't find it right now, one, I may not have it, but I feel like I do. Although, you know what? I'm looking over at my, I want to say pretend quilt. It's not pretend. It's my practice quilt for my class. Maybe that's what I got. But I feel like the batting for that, it's very small, and I feel like I pieced it together from old batting. I don't know. You don't care. No one cares, except I don't want to go to Joann's and buy a whole new thing of batting if I've got it here. But then I still need more batting for the green and white quilt. So that is where I am. Yes. I don't know what else to share with you. I'm going to try to be a better citizen of our community. I felt badly. Valerie, also known as Scoo Quilt, sent me some fabric. I mentioned this last week after Noni put the call out that I was looking for blue fabric for my mosaic quilt. And then, you know, you get notified when someone tweets and you're in the tweet. And Valerie said something that about me and just sort of like, oh, yeah, for instance, you know, I'm not sure she knows who I am. I'm like, well, of course I know who you are. But her comment was because she's never left a comment on my blog. And that made me feel badly. I'm like, oh, I should be doing that. You know, I'm not even being very good about leaving comments on other podcasts. And, you know, as I mentioned in last week's episodes, you know, some blogs that I do visit, but I don't comment. And, you know, I didn't mention, you know, I go to Quilt and Jenny's blog quite a bit, but I never comment. I just go because, you know, it's always interesting. She's always got something interesting going on, and it's also a good gateway to other quilt blogs. But I don't comment. I'm going to try to be better. I left a comment for Pam over at Hip to Be a Square. I need to leave one for both Sandy's and for Katie and all sorts of folks. I'm going to be better, and I'm going to try to go to more blogs. I say this with all good feeling in my heart and all good intentions. I just go in and out of stuff. Are you like that? I'm like a kid. I get really into stuff, and I have my consistencies. I quilt pretty consistently. I read and write pretty consistently, but you know, sometimes I'm really into the stuff I'm doing over at the Folk Life Institute, and other times I'm like, I'm not so into that. You know, it's okay, because, I mean, I can kind of bow out a little bit, and the director, if she needs me, she'll email me and say, can you do this? Can you find these phone numbers? I can do it. But sometimes I'm really much more proactive, and I will say we have talked about doing a big project on quilts in North Carolina, doing kind of a North Carolina quilt trail. There is one in the western part of the state. They're very big with the quilts on the barns, you know, quilt patterns on the sides of barns. And so there is a big quilt trail up in the mountains. And there's brochures and stuff, you know, that different counties put out, so you can go and ride around and see that. And it's really neat. I haven't seen that in the eastern part of the state. But anyway, we've talked about that, kind of putting together something. So anyone coming to the state who's interested in quilt making, like you, for instance, you could get this information. You could get off the website. I don't know if we would try to do some printed stuff or not, but where to go, where the festivals are, where the shops are, where the guilds are. You know, if you were staying in town for a week and wanted to see, well, maybe there's a guild meeting I could go pop in on. So, you know, I've been thinking about that. I'm kind of interested in doing that. I did a little work on that today, as a matter of fact. So, so sometimes I'm really proactive, and other times I'm just available. Call me if you need me, but that's not what my mood is. So, there are times where I feel very active and involved in the community that we have made here online, and sometimes less so. And I apologize for that. If you have felt at all neglected by me, I feel badly. I don't know. But I'm going to try to be better. I'm going to try to be better. There was something else I was going to tell you, but now I don't remember what it is. I did get a comment from Kristen wanting to know if I was reading, The Secret Garden, and it's not that, The Secret Keeper. And yes, I have been reading it. Man, I've been reading about 5 different books. I read those 2 books by Sarah Addison Allen that I really enjoyed, and there are a couple more, and I have one more sitting here waiting to be read. But then I'm also reading this book by Cory Doctorow called Little Brother, and it's a book that Jack's really into. And it's actually, it's very exciting. It's good. I'm almost done with it, thank goodness. Although Jack was mocking me, shock, surprise, because, of course, it only took him 2 days to read it. But I'm like, I'm reading 6 or 7 books at the same time. And I got a biography of Beatrix Potter out of the library. Did you ever see Miss Potter with Renee Zellweger? How do you say her name? Zellweger. I don't know how you say her name. But it's a really charming movie. And she was interesting. So I'm not really reading it. I would like to read it. And maybe it's a book I will get out again and take to the beach. I don't know if you can hear. I guess Carolina's playing in the NCAA. So if you're hearing like yelling and screaming, they must be doing something right. Yes, but I am also reading The Secret Keeper and have made some real progress. And I'm really enjoying it. I have to say. So I take back anything I said about it before that might be perceived as a negative. I have no negative feelings. It's good. I really do like it. So that is where I am, and I'm sure I will have more things to tell you over the weekend and into the week, I would assume, because I'm being pretty quilty right now. So we'll need to talk, and we will talk more soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Monday, March 25th. I'm actually about to go to bed, or maybe take a shower before I go to bed. I don't know. Sometimes I shower at night. You don't want to know this. You don't need to know this, but I'll tell you so that I can hit the day running and just do what I need to do and not have to take a break to shower because, yeah, I'm going to write in the morning, and then I'm going to go help with Battle of the Books, yes, at 11:30, and if I don't take my shower tonight, then I have to stop writing at 11 so I can take my shower and get over there. Yeah, see, it's all more than you wanted or needed to know, but I told you anyway. First of all, this is a hoot. All right, so I am working on the Irish chain quilt on the back, right, and I'm really kind of tickled with how it's turning out. So the last you saw of it, it was stripes, and I was just going to do these stripes, and then I decided, no, those are boring. I want to do something funkier. So I've been cutting up all this different stuff, all these different pieces and the stripes and leftover stuff, and it's coming out really cool. Although now I'm really scared because, you know, I never washed this red fabric, and now there's a lot of white. But I'm going to, before I quilt this quilt, I'm going to wash the back. In fact, tomorrow I need to go and get some more dye catcher so that nothing happens. But I just am really, it's just going to be funkalicious. I really think so. But this is the funny thing. So I'm like looking at, I just have 2 blocks all the way done. Working with wonky blocks, to me, the hard part is then getting regular blocks, you know, getting them to regular proportions, in this case 14.5 by 16.5 blocks, by adding white fabric to the borders so that you can actually then unwonky the block. Unwonk. That's my new verb for the day. I just made that up. So you can unwonk your wonky block so you can actually sew these things together and make a quilt. Anyway, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that other than to say, so I'm thinking about, wow, this is so cool. This is going to look really funky and great. And I thought, you know, I have this star quilt hanging over here on the wall that I made, I think, last year, like after Christmas of 2011. And I got some batik fabrics that I'd asked for. And, you know, I made it, and it's been on my wall ever since I made it, so probably about February last year, about a year. And you know what? I had not thought about the back. Well, I'm looking at my wonky blocks and just for the Irish chain and thinking these are going to be so, it's just going to look so cool. It's too bad I'm planning to hang this up because I won't get to see this fabulous wonkiness. And I thought, well, you know, you could do, instead of doing a sleeve, you could do tabs and then you could hang up front or back. You can switch it around. I thought, you know, what did I do for the back of that star quilt, of my sawtooth star quilt? I had totally forgot. You know what? It's cool. I'll take a picture. I mean, it's just, again, wonky using leftover fabrics. Just kind of really like a, not really, what am I thinking, a log cabin. It was just like a big something. It's fun. It's really cool looking. So I just switched it around. I'm like, oh, entirely new quilt on the wall. I had forgotten about it. I had totally forgotten that I had wonked the back and made kind of a cool abstract back to look at. In fact, I remember showing it to my friend Danielle when she was over right after I finished, and she liked the back as much as she liked the front. So I'll take a picture so you can see it. So that is where I am, other than Sweet Jay, Good Jay, the art quilt maker, blogger, and my teacher. We're working on the sampler quilt, and she is trying to teach me to paper piece, and I am just not getting there's something at all. And there's just something conceptually that my left-handedness, my left-handed right-sided brain is just going, I don't get it. And she's like, patiently, we've already done like one class on this together, and then I emailed her today. I'm like, Jay, I'm just not getting it. And so she got online with me. We Skype. She's showing me again. I'm just like, I'm not getting it. And it's not Jay's fault. I'm going over the tutorial. I'm like, there's something in my brain that's just not. I will get it. What I'm thinking about doing, I need to email Jay this, but she, on her blog, and I think she actually emailed me this as well, is what seems to me a simpler pattern. Maybe a bit more basic. And so I think I'm going to try to do that. Maybe this pattern is just a little too complicated. Maybe Jay has a little bit too much faith in my abilities. And so I think that's going to, I may have to work myself up to this, work my way to it. I'm not going to give up. I'll learn to paper piece. But man, you know, and have you ever had that where you're just trying something? You know, the good thing about this, I mean, whenever I struggle with something, I think that the good thing about it is it makes me sympathetic to people who struggle with things that I don't struggle with. So, you know, like, it makes me think, you know, like, I never struggled with reading or writing, for that matter. I always enjoyed those things. I always did well in them at school, etc. And so when stuff like this happens to me, I'm like, you know, this is what it's like for a kid who has a really hard time writing, you know, just sits down like, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. Or a kid who has really had hard, is struggling to learn to read, and it's just not coming together, and they're trying, but it's not coming together. So it's good. I mean, it's always good to develop our sympathies, I think. So that is a good part of it. But the other part is, you know, when you're working on something for an hour and you're not getting it, and you're just like, you know, it's a little crazy making. So I stopped, and I just went back to making my wonky, unwonking the wonky blocks to make them set together in the backing. But I am really tickled that I realized that I have this whole new quilt on my wall. The backside of the Sawtooth Star quilt. So I probably should go and get ready for bed. I'm tired at this point. It's not been a particularly difficult day. I had a good morning writing. The man didn't go into work till late because he covers the legislature, which meets at night on Monday night. So we went out to lunch and had a nice time, and I went to the library and, you know, just did my usual picking up boys, dropping off boys, doing all that. So not a difficult day, but I am tired, and I have been quilting really since about 4:30 this afternoon, with a brief break with the man not here for dinner. We all just I ordered a pizza for Will, because he likes Papa John's, and I like it fine. Just the man and I just get tired of it if we have it too much. And the boys don't like our more esoteric pizza. So, but on Saturday, we kind of got a more esoteric pizza. So I told them, we'll order if Pop John's has a big special, which they did. So it was like a 50% off pizza. So I got them pizza. So I've really been working a long time watching The Good Wife, which I still really like, even though it's silly in its way. But Julia Margulis, I don't know how to say her name, but she's awfully good. All right, that's it for now. I'll be back. I'll have more news. I will figure out this paper pacing thing. And I know Jay, bless her heart, she's trying. With everything she's got, she's trying. But some things, you just don't know what you're up against. And she's up against my just left-handed, right brain self right now. But we'll get there. And now's time. And to go take that shower that I spent 5 minutes talking about. So since I spent so long talking about it, I guess I'll go take it. All right, more soon. Bye. Quilt Diary, day 3, I think. Is it? Is this the third day? I think it is. I can't remember what the first day was. What was it? Oh, Travis is barking at something. Something is coming. Really, something's not. Okay.
And I actually am about to leave for an appointment, but I wanted to read a letter that was an Ask Amy today. Do you get Ask Amy in your paper? I like Amy. I do. I like her very much. I think she tends to give good advice. But listen to this. Dear Amy, my 27-year-old son and his wife are expecting our first grandchild this summer. I am over the moon. As a gift for the baby, I made a beautiful, meaningful patchwork quilt. Not only did I not receive a thanks or I like it, but I was told that I would need to run any further gifts past them to make sure they would need it. My son went on to say that they do not have a lot of extra space to store blankets. This quilt was made with only one thing in mind, showing my grandchild how much I care. How should I handle my feelings of rejection and disappointment? Do I continue to send gifts with the hope that they meet parental approval? Or should I send gifts of cash, which I am loath to do? Signed, Quilter, in a quagmire. Amy writes, Dear Quilter, I can understand how disappointed you must feel, but you have spun this disappointment into a massive dilemma about gift giving. You might be someone who wraps your considerable positive and powerful feelings into quilts, gifts, and other material things. This abundance of kindness can create unintended pressure for a couple who haven't even become parents yet. You should determine to give this new baby the most important thing of all, an easy and loving relationship with you. Nothing further is required. Now, as I say, I typically like Amy's advice, but I thought this was kind of, well, not one of her better days. Speaking of days, by the way, it is Tuesday, March 26th. Anyway, no, I didn't like that advice. I don't think she gets it. She is a muggle of the worst sort. Does she not understand? I mean, first of all, okay, some of this just strikes me as typical. Son and daughter-in-law, all right, they're having the first baby. They have all kinds of notions and ideas about how things are going to be, how they're going to do it, and the daughter-in-law, maybe the daughter-in-law's mom is making a quilt. That's the question Amy should have asked. Is your daughter-in-law's mother making the baby a quilt? Because that's what's going on here, right? The daughter-in-law's mother is making a quilt, and the daughter-in-law is not happy. She's cranky anyway. You know, she's morning sickness. She's getting fat, all the stuff, you know, little extra gas, for, you know, all the things, heartburn, a lot of heartburn. So she's cranky. Maybe she's not 100% crazy about her mother-in-law, or maybe everything's fine, but maybe, you know, maybe the mother-in-law's, you know, maybe her, you know, maybe the quilter, maybe she's a little pushy, but she sounds lovely to me, quite frankly. But maybe the daughter-in-law's like, I'm establishing some boundaries right now. My mother will be the most important one in my child's life. Not you, not my mother-in-law, you quilter in a quagmire, you. And furthermore, my mother is making a quilt, so keep your quilt to yourself. That is what's going on here, and Amy picks up on none of it. Also, it's like this sort of like, so you're into material things, apparently. Well, yeah, literally, sure. Yes, fabric being material. You're into the material things. Why not give the baby love? Quilts are love. Quilts are love. They take so much time. They take so much planning. They're done with such joy, except when we get really irritated with them. Quilts are love. Amy doesn't get it. I don't know. I think we should probably start a campaign. All right, I've got to go to my meeting, but I want to tell you one more thing. I had a dream last night. So yesterday I talked about this paper piecing I'm trying to do, and I'm just failing at royally. But you know what? I think maybe part of the problem is the colors I'm using are all solids. And I think that's throwing me off in terms of understanding, like, what is the front? What is the back? How's this fabric supposed to move? So I'm going to cut out some prints and then follow Jay's tutorial and see if that makes a difference. If having actual fronts and back to the fabric. I don't know if this is making sense to you, but I dreamed it and it does make sense to me. That maybe that I'm not able to see what needs to happen because I'm not seeing a front and a back of the fabric because both sides are front, right? With solids, you don't have to worry about that. So we'll see. Maybe I'll be back tomorrow to tell you more. I hope so. I have Bible study tonight, and I don't know if I'm going to get any work done this afternoon at all, but maybe I'll have some time tomorrow during the day to test this theory and then get back to you on it. All right, that's all I have to say for now. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 4, I think. It's Thursday, March 28th. We have the next 4 days off school. We've already had our spring break. This is Easter break. I love sleeping in. I don't even sleep in late. Nowadays, to me, sleeping in till 7:30 is sleeping in. And most school days, I get up at 7, so it's not like I get up horribly early. It just feels that way. It's just so nice to get up and not actually have to do anything or go anywhere. You can just kind of get up and drink your tea or your coffee. More tea for me these days. And chill. And write, sure, but in my jammies. How nice is that? So I love any kind of break. I am so lazy. Anyway, it's Thursday. And I don't think I'm going to get this episode posted tonight. Partly because I was hoping to be done with the back of the Irish chain quilt so I could show it to you. Take a picture, show it to you. And I'm not. I'm getting there. It's a little more getting it all pieced together and getting it all in the right dimensions. It's proving a little bit complicated. This is play. I am playing and I am learning. And, you know, there's part of me that's going, it's just the back of a quilt. You know, you just chill out, just finish it. But the other part of me is like, but I want to make it something that I really like, you know. So, you know, there's part of me that's like, you're losing time, get on it. Because, you know, I do have another quilt to make before essentially June 1st, which, you know, and it will be like the green and white quilt. It didn't take that long to piece the top. And I'm thinking this weekend I may buy the fabric for the second quilt, you know, the one for the administrative assistant for Beth. I might go ahead and do that. I've got it all written out, so I may go do it. I think I'm going to do it in batiks, which I'm excited about because I love batiks. So that is what I'm thinking. And that way, you know, I can just be working on piecing the back of the green and white quilt when I figure out how I'm going to do that. Something very simple, I think. And, of course, be working on my mosaic blocks and just getting everything done. I'm going to get her done. Going to get her done. Believe you me. Let's see, I'm so cold. Will had a baseball game tonight. I am pleased to say his baseball team is doing really well. You know, I've talked about the horrible basketball season he had. No fault of his own or really his teammates. The coach, horrible. And now he's doing Little League Baseball. This is his first year of official Little League Baseball. He's done baseball for many years, but it's been sort of this neighborhood league. I mean, it was fine, but this is like pitch, you know, real pitchers, the kids are pitching, and real coaches, and he's got great coaches. And you know, it was funny, it was almost kind of sad. The last Saturday, this just past Saturday, was the first game, and Will was kind of going, well, you know, we probably won't win. And it's funny, because their number, you know, for this league, you try out. And it's basically kids 7 through 10. So you can have 7-year-olds on your team. You can have 10-year-olds on your team. And the team that Will got on was the smack dab in the middle in terms of ability. You know, not the best, not the worst, just the middle league. And there are some, you know, younger kids. You know, there are some kids who look like they're probably 8, definitely 9-year-olds. And, you know, some 10 and 11. Will's 10. And I think he was looking around. I don't think he quite got the concept that the other teams would be similarly comprised, you know. And so he was just thinking, oh, we're not going to win. And they blew the other team out. I don't particularly like blowouts. They're really, really boring, and you feel sorry for the other team. And, you know, Will's basketball team got blown out a few times. And, you know, it doesn't feel good. I think it brings out, you have to be really careful when your team is winning because, of course, you get excited. You're excited for your kid and you're excited for the other kids. But, you know, there's this whole other team. And at this age, you know, I don't like really going wild when our team is, you know, just hit their 12th, gotten their 12th run, you know, when the other team has maybe scored one run. It's and partly I know what that feels like to be on the other side when the whole when the winning team's parents are all screeching and, you know, cackling and and, you know, so in fact the man and I, we tend to cheer both teams, and in fact I feel like we need to be careful about that too. We want Will to feel like we totally support him, but, you know, I just am not really, you know, if kid makes a good play, you should say, hey, good play, kid, whoever they play for. Anyway, but he had a game tonight, so they won the first game, and so I think that made him happy. And he's pitching a couple innings. You can only, in this league, a kid cannot play the same position the whole game. And so far in both games, there have been three pitchers. Will's the number two pitcher. The number one pitcher is, oh, man, he's really good. In fact, I don't quite know why he's not in the league in front of us, you know, the above one above us, because he's so good. But, you know, he's not, and, man. And then and Will's a very solid pitcher. Will's a very solid player. You know, so he's the second pitcher. He comes out second, and he has done a really good job both times, and we're very proud of him for, you know, but anyway, it's just been good. And they had another blowout tonight, so but it was cold, and I still feel cold. I mean, and I wore my coat, I wore my hat, I wore my scarf, so I was prepared, I wore my gloves, and I'm still going brr, so I don't even know how much sewing I'm gonna do tonight, because I thought, well, then I'll get home from the game and I will finish that top. And I don't know. I'm pretty still much feeling. It's almost 9. I'm like, could go to bed and read with the sheets pulled all the way up to my chin, which I may do. But anyway, but I will finish this up. And then, hopefully tomorrow I will make some progress and, get a good picture for you and get the episode posted. That's what I'm going to try to do. The one last thing, there actually, I have a number of things to talk about, but we'll save some of them for next week. Speaking of next week, next Thursday is the Eli Whitney Quilting Day. Eli Whitney is a small community in Alamance County. The first Thursday of every April, and this has been going on for like 84 years now. It's the longest event of its type in the country. They have Eli Whitney Quilting Day. Some mayor 84 years ago decided this would be a great way to get adults to come into the high school just to see it and be a part of things. I don't know why he thought, let's have people quilt, but that's what he did. And it is ongoing. It goes from 8 to 1. And everybody, they want everyone to like bring a quilt. And the exhibit is like, it's like a pop-up exhibit. You bring a quilt, you hang it. They have a big quilting frame set up. And so there's always people doing hand quilting. And if you don't know how, they'll teach you. And they say, bring a quilt, bring to hang, bring some food to eat, and bring something to work on. Anyway, I was just interrupted, so I may have lost my train of thought. But I'm planning on going. I may take my audio recorder and see if I can get some people to talk to me about why they're there and about their quilting history, et cetera, et cetera. So that could be fun. I don't know if I'll bring a quilt to hang or not. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll have one in my car. Who knows? Maybe. And what I might do if, hopefully I will have the Irish chain quilt quilted by then, and then that could be my goal, is to take that with the binding and work on the binding while I'm there. That would be kind of fun. The other thing, I've been thinking about blogs. Somebody, and when I get around to thanking everyone for commenting, I will say who, but mentioned that they read Diary of a Quilter, and I have been reading that too, and that I am enjoying that. I think it's nice. I think the blogger does a lot of work for Moda, and her quilts are very, very fresh. And in fact, one of the things, okay, before I go on to that, I will say one blog I read a lot and never comment on, and I need to, is Quilt and Jenny, who is a commenter on this podcast, and I enjoy her blog a lot. And she is celebrating, I think, her 5-year anniversary of blogging. So go over and say hi and congratulations to Quilt and Jenny. But when I was looking at some blogs recently, I had listened to Pat Sloan's podcast, and she had interviewed several bloggers, I think including the Diary of a Quilter blogger, and then the blogger who does Cluck Cluck Sew, S-E-W. and maybe one other person, I can't remember. And so I checked out those blogs, and you know, I really, you know, it's funny. It's very the aesthetic is modern in terms of its color, and overall feeling. The quilts showcased on these blogs are fairly technically simple, but visually really nice. And one of the interesting things, so what, and the other one I looked at was PS I Quilt. Also another kind of real modern sensibility, really fresh. You know, everything on it is just very fresh looking. And it may have been on PS I Quilt where she has kind of a weekly quilting bee, and she posts a block. I may be making this up. I don't think I am. And has a Flickr group and says, you know, post, do this block and then post the picture in the Flickr group. So I went to the Flickr group, and, you know, the thing that was very interesting to me, and I thought it was quite educational, is, so say maybe there were like 40 blocks, and they're all the same block. And what was interesting was to look at the color choices, and you see how important color is, because it's all the same block, and they all seem to be technically, you know, proficient. You know, they're fairly simple blocks, and in fact, you're not noticing the technical stuff at all. Really, what you're noticing is the color. And one of the things I think makes these bloggers, like the blogger at Diary Quilter and PSI Quilt and Cluck Cluck Sew, is they have a great color sense. When it comes to color, they totally know what they're doing. And that's what makes their quilts pop. It's what makes their quilts seem fresh. It makes you want to look at them. Even though I'm looking at the quilts and I don't really want to make them, I kind of want to have them, you know? I don't want to make them because they don't seem that interesting to me as a quilter to make. But as a viewer, I love them. As someone's, you know, and I'm like, yeah, that's just beautiful. I would love to have that around my house, you know, just kind of there brightening up my whole household. But it really is their sense of color that's outstanding. And I realize that looking at these blocks, because so many of the blocks, I mean, some of the blocks were also great. So I don't say, oh, they all are horrible. They weren't. But you can see what a challenge color is. And I've heard this before and read this before, and maybe Noni has even said this to me before. But one of the big issues when it comes to color seems to be people stay in the mediums with value. You know, it's an issue of value. And I just saw a number of these blocks where it was all just this sort of medium value. There wasn't enough contrast. There wasn't, you know, it just seemed like colors that were just too close together when it came to their intensity of color. So that was really interesting to me. And it has made me think again, I need to know more about color. I'm happy my mom and I are taking a color class when we go to Cincinnati, which it will be in 2 weeks. And I can't wait to tell you all about that. I shall when I get back from it. But yeah, that I was just fascinated to see, because I kept looking. It's like, why aren't these blocks, they all look the same, they're all the same pattern. Why do certain blocks, especially the bloggers' blocks, just make you go, oh yeah, that's really cool, and the other blocks make you go, ah, no, that's not working. And it's all about color. So remember that. It is all about color. And I'm going to learn more about color, and I'll report back. You probably know more about color than I do. I would really like to understand it. I feel I understand it to a certain degree intuitively, but because I don't understand it intellectually, I'm still making some mistakes. Not all the time, and sometimes I think I've made mistakes, and I haven't made mistakes, you know, but I'd like to have a better handle on color. So anyway, all right, that is it. I'm going to say goodbye. I'll come back and eat my tail tomorrow and say hello. I hope you have a great week. I hope you make some time to get some quilting done, okay? Do your work. This is your work, right? This is your work. It's important. Take time to do it. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.